You interviewed celebrities on that Danny's Day
show?
Oh,
yeah. I interviewed everybody I'd ever heard of on that show. Johnny Carson, Rock Hudson, David Letterman, Shirley MacLaine. I interviewed the lady who they made The Sound of Music out of. I interviewed presidents, governors, everybody. And NBC used to have what they called a junket every year. They would send about 10 television stations around the country, and they'd put us all around a pool at the Universal International Hotel, and they'd have these shows come from one to another, and you'd interview them. Hell, I interviewed damn near everybody I ever heard of.
Is that how you got Carson and those people? You'd go to those?
Well, I got Carson. He came to town and did a thing, and I went to his hotel room and interviewed him.
That was all television, so
yeah.
You brought in cameras.
Well, he's a hard interview. Golly, he was tough.
When he was performing, but other than that, he wasn't a chit-chat kind of guy, was he?
Well, he wasn't the day I met him. He was all right. He was a nice enough guy.
You helped people get started in the business, like the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yeah, they started on my TV show. There used to be a theater here in town at the Lincoln Plaza Motel, and they had been a gospel group. And they came here to town to perform, and they were deciding to change over to country or pop. And they were here for a week, and they were on my show every day for a week on the TV show.
Singing gospel or secular then?
No, they were singing secular stuff like they do now. My show by that time had been noticed by a lot of people, and they noticed them. They went on to be just huge.
Danny Cooksey?
Yeah. Little kid, little cowboy.
You gave Argus Hamilton a break.
Yeah.
Did he come around and ask to be on?
No, Argus used to hang around. Just hang around. Argus Hamilton is probably the craziest human being I've ever known. But extremely talented.
And we should say he's a comedian, he's a columnist, writes a column today.
That's correct.
But he was an Oklahoma City boy.
That's correct.
And he hung around because
his daddy was a Methodist minister.
Was he funny? Was it you were attracted to him?
I wasn't attracted to him, he was attracted to me. I'll help anybody that wants help. He just kind of watched me and saw what I did, the kind of comedy I did, and he just said, if he can do it, I can do it, and he did it. And does it well.
And so you invited him on to perform?
Sure.
He'd sit and talk with you,
sure,
and you guys would
sure,
trade jokes
sure,
back
sure.
and forth. And then what kind of a break did that give him? Because he went out, and he's in Los Angeles now.
Well, he started doing stand-up, and then ended up in L.A. Golly, you sure do a lot of research, don't you?
Yeah, I do.